partly sunny with a high 93.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
That's right, Dan the Insurance Man, live and local from Jacksonville this afternoon with those insurance answers to your potential questions. And Dan, what you got for us this afternoon? This Tuesday is already back at us.
I know. You know, sometimes I feel that Tuesday should just come a little bit later on in the week.
Well, we can switch it around. Maybe this could be Thursday.
Anyway, it's good to be back, AJ.
Yes, sure is.
You know, it's. I got to tell you, it's a miserably hot day outside today.
Yes, the heat is back on today.
So, but, you know, here we are. We're going to talk about insurance. There's a lot of things that we're going to be talking about with insurance. You know, we have there's some presidential debates that are going to be happening this week. The candidates are expected to talk about what their vision for health insurance is for the country. So we're going to kind of talk about what they're probably going to be talking about a little bit. Some things that they might want to gloss over. You know, maybe I can provide some points and some for anybody who's going to watch the debate. I can maybe bring up some points on some of the things that they might discuss. And so that when they look at the debate, they can see how honest the candidate was on discussing the merits of their vision for healthcare for the country. We're also going to talk about Medicaid. I want to provide our listeners out there some little tips and tricks for people for maybe some family members that don't have a lot of assets and maybe live below the poverty line. But they're so some things that they can do for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid to maybe qualify for some additional services. And then we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act as it stands right now. And I still get a lot of people who tell me, you know, hey, I don't think I can't afford health insurance. And yet, when we sit down, I actually show them how it can be affordable for them using the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. So we're going to kind of talk about that as well in the upcoming segments. And then we're also going to talk about what I like to do and one of the strategies I like to use for people who are generally healthy and they want a high deductible plan so that they get the lowest possible premium, but ways that they're still protected in the event that something happens on a catastrophic level that they still can cover some of that high deductible through other types of insurance.
And this isn't really life insurance, is it?
It is not life insurance. It's all health.
It's all health-related insurance?
Yes, it is.
All right.
So anyway, like I said, we've got all these little tips and tricks. I want to put a shout out to my buddy Jill, who reached out to me off the air this past week to schedule an appointment. So I wanted to say, I just wanted to give it a little shout out to you, Jill. Say thank you so much for giving me a call and meeting with me. It was a pleasure that I was able to help you. And so if you need to reach out and ask a question on the air, the phone number is 904-831-0600. Again, that's 831-0600. Regardless of what I am talking about today, if you have a question regarding insurance, do not hesitate. Give us a call here on the air and ask your question, because I'm always happy to answer it. The other thing is that if you want to reach me off the air, you can do that at 904-730-3900. That's 730-3900. That's at Thomas & Associates. And then you can also reach me through the website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Go to the Contact Us page. Find Dan, the handsome young man. picture right there on the website, click the email link and send me an email, or you can go to our online chat feature and initiate a chat, and we can talk to you that way as well. And again, if you want to call on the air today, the number is 831-0600. And with that, I guess let's get started. So let's kind of talk about financial eligibility standards. So this could be for people who are disabled, they're on Social Security disability, could be that they're retired, they're already over 65 or older. And then this could be for people that you go to church with, could be for family members, it could be for your next door neighbor. So I kind of want to give you some little tips and tricks of some of the stuff that's available and some of the programs that you might be able to impart some knowledge to one of these people that you may know. So when it comes to like the Social Security disability, if you know that the person makes less than $1,100 a month, and that's if they are on SSI, or they make less than $2,058 as a couple, or $1,500 as an individual, they could qualify for several programs that can help them with their health insurance. There's a program through Social Security called Extra Help, which keeps you from paying an arm and a leg for your medications. You basically pay like $2 for generics, and it goes all the way to like $8 for non-preferred brand medications. And there's a little bit of a step up. So it starts off at like $2 and then goes to like $3 and then $4 and then $8 for non-preferred brand. So it's a way of helping people that need financial assistance be able to get medications and not break the bank trying to get that accomplished. That same program, which is known as LIS, well, there's Extra Help through Social Security, and then there's a program through Medicaid called LIS. And that program, LIS, actually can qualify you so that if you're getting your Part B premium deducted from your Social Security check, it will put that Part B premium back into the your check. So that's another program. So that's two programs. Extra Help, that's through Social Security, and LIS, that's through Florida Medicaid. And then Florida Medicaid also has other programs that will reimburse the Part B premium back into the person's Social Security check. And so those are things that I can help with. So if you know somebody, or you think you may know somebody, so just provide them my contact information, ask them to give me a call, or give me a call and run the question by me, and I can let you know whether it's something I can help or not with. So again, there are some programs that are good for people that are on Social Security disability already, or maybe they're already over the age of 65 and they need help, maybe with some Medicaid, the cost of their medications or something along those lines. I can help, and or I can get them in touch with a person that can help. So again, I hear the music, so I guess that means a little less than a minute now. So, you know, when we come back from the break, we're going to start up with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. I'm going to kind of go over some numbers so that you can see how affordable something could be if you can qualify for the Affordable Care Act. And again, so that's in the upcoming segment. And other than that, again, the number to reach out to us if you have a question, 904-831-0600.
All right, we'll be back with Dan, the Insurance Man. Once again, give us a call if you have any questions, 831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The Wright partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
get
lose.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And if health insurance is your concern, I think that Dan's got a topic you might want to listen a little extra close to. Dan the Insurance Man back here on the radio. Dan?
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back on the air. So here we are. We're in the second segment of the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act. Not too much, because I kind of want to get over into Medicare here on this segment as well. But I do want to kind of run some numbers by you guys, the listening audience, so that you can, if it's not something that benefits you, it could benefit a family member, a neighbor, somebody that you know at church, somebody that you know at work. So this is something, this is information that, you know, you might be able to share with somebody that could need it. And so let's kind of go over this.
And this is now for people especially who are maybe more price sensitive. Is that what we would say when we're talking about Obamacare here?
Yes. Yeah. So a little bit more price sensitive. I don't want to say blue collar necessarily, but
you're on a budget.
You're on a budget, like most people, unless you're like a Donald Trump or a Warren Buffett or a Bill Gates.
Yeah, I don't know any of those guys personally. Darn.
You're pretty much like myself. Mm-hmm. I live on a budget.
Yeah, we live on a budget, so you're looking to save some cash.
Exactly. So Let's just kind of take a family of four. It's a husband, wife, two children, and you might say to yourself, well, we can't afford health insurance, and we make too much money. That's typically the response, or the what people tell me on the phone when they call up and say, I need help. I'm trying to find affordable health insurance, and I can't. And I'll start asking them questions and they'll say, well, my wife and I, we make too much money. But then the truth comes out because I start probing, I start asking some questions. And so I kind of just want to throw these numbers out. If you're a family of four and you make less than $100,000 a year, you qualify for financial subsidy through the Affordable Care Act. Let's say it's you and your wife. You guys make about $80,000 a year, maybe $75,000. You would be looking at a monthly premium about $600 on the at the mid-range. And I mean, you're looking at something maybe between $500 and $650, depending on the plan you choose. So, and that's for a family of four. Now, with the Affordable Care Act, the less money that you make, the more financial subsidy that you get, and then the more help you get with the plan to ensure that the deductibles go lower, that the that your co-pays go lower, and that happens through a second subsidy that kind of works on the back end. It's known as cost share reductions, but it's the financial subsidy. The one that's dollars and cents. That's how you really determine the bulk of the savings from the Affordable Care Act on and the health insurance plans that are on it. You know, and the larger your family size, the larger the maximum amount of income that you can earn as a family, and still qualify for a financial subsidy. And even a single person, as long as you're making less than $50,000 a year, you would qualify for some financial subsidy. The other thing about the Affordable Care Act that kind of throws people that people don't understand is that when it was created so that the plans. You have to have some income. You have to be able to show income to be able to qualify for the plan. So there are minimums in the state of Florida for how much you can earn or how much you have to earn to be able to qualify for a financial subsidy. So you have to make at least, if you're a single household, if you're a single person, you have to make at least $12,200 a year. That's right at the poverty level, 100% of the federal poverty level. So you have to earn at least that much money to qualify for a subsidy. Now, the other thing is that a lot of people say, well, I don't make that much money. But here's the thing. You probably do, and you probably don't realize it, which is why you need to reach out and talk to a professional who can help you and help you navigate through the ins and outs of the Affordable Care Act, because there are a lot of, there's a lot of loopholes that you can capitalize and get qualified for insurance and a financial subsidy. And it doesn't necessarily, and it won't come back and bite you on the butt when you do your taxes either. So the truth is that there's a lot of help out there from a financial standpoint. Again, if you're a family of four and you're making less than $100,000 a year, you qualify for a financial subsidy. So again, if you have a question, we're on the air. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. You know, don't leave me talking for the entire hour by myself here. You know, somebody, you call in, ask a question. Love to be able to help and answer those questions on the air. So again, the Affordable Care Act, a confusing subject. So it's always best to have a professional help you and qualify you for that financial subsidy, so it doesn't get you in trouble when you do your taxes. Here's the big takeaway for that. Let's kind of talk about that. What can potentially happen. So everything on the Affordable Care Act is based on an estimated income for the year. So again, let's kind of take that family of four, and they say to themselves, well, I don't know if we're going to make $75,000 or $80,000 this year. It's going to be somewhere in between. So here's what happens. You get qualified for a subsidy, and you say, hey, I'm going to make $75,000 for the year. Great. So we qualify you for a financial subsidy based on that estimated $75,000 income for the year. Now, at the end of the year, you're going to pay your taxes. Well, you're going to pay your taxes in April of the following year. So for 2019, you're going to pay your taxes in April of 2020. So come April 2020, you said, hey, I'm going to make $75,000 in 2019. Now, let's say that you only make, let's say you make $75,000. Everything evens out. You don't owe any money. You don't need to get, you're not going to get any money back. But let's say that you only made $70,000. Well, then the IRS is going to come to you and they're going to say, well, hey, you told us you were going to make 75. You made 70. We should have given you some more financial assistance. So here, we're going to give you a lump sum of the money that we should have given you that you didn't get. And we're going to add it to your refund check, or we're going to reduce the amount of money you owe. So that's the positive, that you can either get money back or owe less money because they're going to apply it to any tax due bill. But here's the flip side of that coin. You estimated $75,000 and instead you make $80,000. Well, now the IRS is going to come to you when you do your taxes and they're going to say, well, hey, you estimated $75,000, you made $80,000. We gave you too much money. We need some of it back. We want some of it back. So there's two ways they're going to accomplish that. They're going to either add money to the amount of money that you owe, or if they're supposed to refund you some money, they're going to take that money out of that refund check and they're just going to give you the net amount. So it can get you into trouble, but that only gets you into trouble when you're not estimating accurately. So where I have seen people get themselves in a world of trouble is they say, well, hey, I'm going to make $50,000, but they were really going to make $75,000. And then they get the IRS says, well, hey, you know, you made 75, you told us 50. And then they break the 400% federal poverty level limit. And the IRS says, well, hey, you got to give us 100% of the money back. So that's where you get these horror stories. But again, when you're working with a professional, you alleviate that horror story. So, you know, when we come back, we're going to kind of talk about high deductible health insurance plans, or the strategy I like to use with a high deductible insurance plan that saves you some premium dollars and then still gives you some adequate coverage. And then at some point, I'm going to come back over into Medicare and kind of talk about, because Medicare open enrollment window is coming up here soon in October. And I kind of want to talk about Medicare a little bit for anybody who has an interest in that, or maybe they have a family member, a mother, a father, a grandfather, grandmother, maybe an aunt, an uncle, that's not happy with their plan. And there are things that you can do that can make that better. Where are we at on time, AJ?
About 60 seconds right there.
There it is. All right. There's the music. So again, we're going to come back in about 60 seconds. Again, if you have a question, reach out to me, 904-831-0600. Again, that's 831-0600. Or if you want to reach out to me off the air because you're a little shy, you can do that at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. And again, that's 904-730-3900. Or you can go to healthinsurancethomas.com, go to the Contact Us page, and click on the little email link and send me an email, or use our online chat feature.
More great information coming up with Dan, the Insurance Man. Stand by. We've got a little bit of news to get you on the radio, some weather, traffic info, and financial information. Then back to Dan, the Insurance Man, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump remarked on the horrors of slavery as he commemorated the 400th anniversary of the first representative assembly in the New World in Jamestown, Virginia today. Mr. Trump says it was in August 1619 that the first enslaved Africans arrived in Virginia. He said, quote, it was the beginning of a barbaric trade in human lives. The president says we remember every sacred soul who suffered the horrors of slavery and the anguish of bondage. A heckler disrupted the president's remarks. A security breach at Capital One Financial, one of the nation's largest issuers of credit cards, compromised the personal information of about 106 million people, and in some cases, the hacker obtained Social Security and bank account numbers. It is among the largest security breaches of a major U.S. financial institution on record. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 23 points, the NASDAQ dropped 19. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On the west side, you're seeing a few delays because of an accident on State Road 23, the First Coast Expressway northbound beyond the Argyle Forest Boulevard exit. Also, you're seeing delays because of a disabled vehicle on the west beltway 295 at the southbound ramp to US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard. The off-ramp left lane is blocked. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 72 Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high 93.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs. To bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Home sales, consumer spending, consumer confidence all moving higher, and Fed watchers expect the first interest rate cut in more than a decade tomorrow. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Pending home sales on the rise, 1.6% more Americans signed contracts to buy homes last month, the second straight month of growth. The Commerce Department reports consumer spending up 0.3% in June, slightly below the strong gains over the past 3 months, but still higher. Incomes up a solid 0.4% last month, which usually spurs more spending. The Federal Reserve meeting in Washington expected to cut its benchmark interest rate when the meetings conclude tomorrow. If the rate cut does happen, it'll be the Fed's first cut in rates in more than a decade. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 23 points. The NASDAQ down 20. The S&P lost 8. Consumer confidence rebounded this month to the highest level since last November. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan is in the studio with lots of important information this afternoon, so let's get right back to Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. All right, Jacksonville, we are back on the air. We're going to talk about that health insurance, what you're going to be seeing on and maybe see the candidates talk about. They all have kind of a vision when it comes to healthcare. So there's basically, but it's in a nutshell, there's two proposals being floated right now. One of them is Medicare for all, and then the other one is Medicare at 50. So, in a nutshell, you know, the question I say is, ask is what will the proposals mean for the U.S. healthcare system? Well, let's kind of dive into that a little bit. Let's talk about the ins and outs. So, you know, Medicare for All, that's what's known as a single payer system, which does not necessarily have a whole lot of traction here in the U.S., either within the insurance industry or even outside of it. However, Medicare for All, that would cover all U.S. citizens, which I kind of see that as a positive. Now, and here's where, for me personally, this is where it throws a little red flag, and it says, and it would cover non-citizens alike for services like primary and preventative care, prescription drugs, dental and vision, mental health and substance abuse treatment, maternity, long-term care. I kind of like the long-term care because there's a pretty big hole for long-term care protection in this country. Another positive that it would do is it's proposed that it's going to eliminate all co-pays and deductibles for doctor visits and hospital stays. Here's a negative. It will end private insurance. So think of the private insurance you get either direct through the insurance company, through the Affordable Care Act, or through your employer's group health benefits. All of that becomes illegal, and you're not allowed to have it. You can only have the government single payer system plan, this Medicare for All. It will end private insurance as a whole, makes it illegal for a private company like Florida Blue, United, Aetna, Cigna to offer coverage for anything covered under Medicare for All. So if Medicare for All will pay for it, private insurance is not allowed to cover, is not allowed to sell anything that would duplicate that effort. There's a little bit of, now here's the thing that I found interesting. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that 55% of the U.S. voters believe that Medicare for All would allow an option for those without insurance to receive coverage. But they aren't clear because it's not being stated clearly, because I believe it's not being stated clearly, that it would not, that they don't understand that it would replace private insurance and it makes private insurance illegal. So that's kind of Medicare for All in a quick nutshell. There's obviously a lot more, but see if they talk about it in the debates this week, if these candidates are somewhat honest in what it will do and will not do. The other thing is it's going to have an impact on hospitals. Again, the American Hospital Association in a survey with hospitals in 2016, they determined that Medicare covers 87% or 87 cents on every dollar that a hospital spends on Medicare healthcare. Medicare reimburses the hospital. So for every dollar the hospital spends, Medicare reimburses 87 cents. While private insurance covers for every dollar a hospital spends, private insurance covers $1.45.
So are they giving that much more? That's why the rates are so high?
Yeah. So for every dollar a hospital spends on healthcare, mm-hmm. a private insurance company like Florida Blue, Aetna, Humana, United,
right.
they reimburse on average $1.45 on that dollar.
So my question is, as a lay person, is why are they reimbursing them?
Well, because, again, for every dollar that a hospital spends, that's not a profit. That just means that's their expense. They're spending a dollar on the private on Medicare. They're losing 13 cents on every dollar.
So they're not making a profit from Medicare.
That's right. They're not.
Right. It's throwing, if everything went Medicare, we'd see a lot of adjustments there, wouldn't we?
We would. And that's the and that's the big thing, that if everything goes to a Medicare reimbursement, you're going to see, you will see hospital closures, especially in the more rural parts of a state where there's not a huge population. Now in Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, Atlanta, these large cities, you're not going to see, it's not going to be much of an impact.
Not much of an impact in the large metro areas, but
correct.
But some of the areas where the healthcare and in many instances could be more critical, especially if you're more remotely located. That's not an improvement.
Right. That is not an improvement. That's where a small local hospital might shut its doors because it's no longer getting enough money in its reimbursements for every dollar it spends. And so they would either have to offer less services or just shut the entire operation down and consolidate. And so a more rural area may not have a hospital that they can go to. You know, it may mean more life flights to get somebody to a more metro area.
And that's a larger expense as well, one would assume, as far as from the hospital end.
Correct.
And now this Medicare for All, if I remember correctly, I think that one of the candidates that should probably be in the would be Bernie Sanders has been a big proponent of that, hasn't he?
He has. And I don't, again, my personal opinion, I don't think that I don't think ill of Bernie Sanders. He has his political viewpoint. You know, he says he's a socialist, and I take him at his word. If that's
seems
what
he seems to be,
I don't think that he thinks things through where it can necessarily make a lot of sense. So, I think his ideas just to me personally, they don't float. But, Medicare for All or Medicare at 50. Now, Medicare at 50. Let's kind of delve into that really quick.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept because now Medicare starts at 65, right?
Right. So what it does is it means, hey, there's going to be private insurance for people. There's still going to be private insurance available. But when you turn 50, you have an option. You can either give up the private insurance and you can apply for and potentially get a Medicare plan. Maybe something more like a Medicare Advantage plan that's on the market now.
So you might be partially responsible for some of the costs.
Correct. You'll probably pay a little bit. You'll probably pay some sort of a premium because you're under the age of 65. So you'll pay some sort of a monthly premium, but probably a lot less than through private insurance.
Right. Now this Medicare at 50 would not affect anything to do with Social Security. So just to make that, because obviously that 65 point, although most people can't get Social Security now till they're 66 or going on to 67 now. But.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, the one thing is that no matter which plan you go with, it's going to impact the number of doctors that we have in the future, because it's going to mean less money being reimbursed, which means that it's going to be less lucrative for somebody to become a doctor. So the American Medical Association, or I'm sorry, the Association of American Medical Colleges recently published data that predicts that by 2032, the country will have a shortage of about 122,000 doctors.
That doesn't sound very good. Now, and as far as doctors now do not have to deal with Medicare if they do not want to at certain practices. I don't believe there's any forced issue there.
Actually, every doctor is required by law to accept Medicare as a form of payment, but they don't have to necessarily contract with Medicare.
Right.
And we'll kind of get into that.
Yeah, that's interesting because I'll tell you why. And we've got all this interesting information coming up, so stand by your radio because Dan the Insurance Man will be back in just a couple minutes right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer. Call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Link and Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the flames this summer at Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And Dan's got a fascinating subject going on today, and one that's necessary that we need to know more about. It's medical insurance and Medicare. You've been talking about in particular here recently.
Yeah. So thanks, AJ. All right. And then now, so we're going to kind of pick up where I left off. We were talking about Medicare for All, and we're talking about Medicare for 50 at 50. And
Are both proposals.
These are both proposals. That's
certainly
correct.
Something would this isn't right. Something that's going to happen tomorrow, no. Because obviously there's going to be quite a backlash either of those proposals, I'd imagine, politically.
Well, all right. So well, if President Trump wins re-election in 2020. You know, obviously, I don't know that there's going to be much of a change in healthcare because the Republicans have no plan in place other than talking about how they don't like the Affordable Care Act.
Right. Other than that, they're not behind any of these Medicare.
No, they are not
talking about.
They are not. So now, if a Democrat wins the White House, then. They have their vision, whether it's Medicare for All, like Bernie Sanders with his Medicare for All. And I think Kamala Harris has said that she endorses Medicare for All as well. Mm-hmm. Now, Bernie Sanders says that if he's elected president, he wants to institute Medicare for All, and he wants to do it in a four-year window. He wants to eliminate private insurance companies and just have Medicare for All, and it's going to get done within a four-year window.
Now, even if he became president, which is probably somewhat of a stretch, sorry, but the thing is, unless the political landscape changed a lot and the Democratic side won a lot more representation, I don't know that he could pull that off.
Well, and there is that point as well. Now, Kamala Harris, who says, hey, I endorse Medicare for All as well, she doesn't like a four-year implementation window.
Mm-hmm.
She's on record as saying that she would probably do a 10-year implementation window.
So that would, even if she was elected twice, that would happen after she would have been
exactly.
in office. All right.
That is exactly right. Now, Medicare at 50, that's a more moderate proposal. It's not getting a lot of airwaves with the media. I don't think it's radical enough.
So
like
Medicare at 50 doesn't put do away like the Medicare for all you said would actually take away the privatization of the of health insurance.
Correct. And that would have the biggest impact because it literally would.
That'd change the landscape everywhere, wouldn't it?
It would because that literally, Medicare for All would literally outlaw private insurance, which means that your group benefits, you work for AT&T and you have this mm-hmm. great health insurance plan because you work for a large company like Verizon or AT&T or Comcast or.
Right.
It doesn't matter. All of these companies would lose their health benefits. 50, you know, all of these millions of, and it's estimated there's about 136 million people who get their insurance through employers.
And actually, having worked for some of those companies in years past, that's part of your compensation package, really.
It is. It is. You get paid a little less because you are offered a great health package, a health insurance package.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is something to, you know, so that's something to consider. So I think the Medicare at 50, it's a more moderate proposal. It still keeps private insurance companies in play. It just gives people who have that are between the ages of 50 and 64 the option of moving into the Medicare health realm, so to speak. And it keeps people and they can choose to either stay with their employer or move to a Medicare plan. Do you need to make such wild radical changes to the landscape? I don't know.
Seems like this has been going on now for how many decades? I mean, as far as I remember, when Hillary was the first lady, she was really starting to push hard for the. And the Democrats generally have been over the past three decades or so.
So, you know, you mentioned decades. So here's the thing. I'm kind of a movie buff.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching movies.
Oh, how about decades? The Decades Channel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So there's a movie that was made, I think, in 1936.
Okay.
Maybe 35, 36. It's called The Farmer's Daughter with Loretta Young. And the movie talks about two subjects that we still talk about today. The minimum wage and school lunch program. Now, you don't hear about school lunch programs too much right now, but we still have conversations about minimum wage. And so, AJ, did we get a call?
Yes, we actually do have a call here from George, who was overseas.
Yes.
And was on the program of the Medicare for All, basically a program like that.
There we go. Okay. I couldn't hear you. I worked overseas under Medicare for All, a British protectorate. The British system is a disaster. There were people waiting in ambulances to try to get into the hospital for various care, including emergency. And in Mexico, the doctors never show up to the Social Security hospitals. What happens is they get paid there, and then they do their own private practice. And that happened in the Soviet Union. People did things without the government being involved. It was a terrible disaster. I had to come back to the United States for two major problems that I had. And find doctors here. And if we're going to mess this country up with this, forget it.
Well, you know, George, that's an interesting, you know, you bring a perspective that most people probably aren't aware of. I have a lot of clients that come from Canada, and they tell me that really the Canadian healthcare system is great when you're just going to the primary care office and you're just seeing your primary care doctor. They said where the delays and the problems really kick in is when you have to have something major done,
like an MRI or surgery or whatever. Yeah, it's the British system has some of the worst of the Canadian system and some of the worst of the Mexican system. And I'll tell you what, I'll consider moving someplace else. I don't know if I have the money to do it, but if that happens, it's going to be a terrible disaster. And I bought my own test equipment. There's an equipment called a QXCI, and it tests 9,000 items. And I got a doctor also to do make-up inoculations. We found it was infections. And between those two things, the $10,000-plus equipment were approved by the FDA, which doctors are not trained on yet, only a few. I cut my health care cost about 90%. Of course, I was in the 5% of people who use half of the health care because I was so sick. And so the people who are in the other part, I think they would if they would go that kind of route, they would save about 40%. And, of course, the cost would come down for everyone.
Well, yeah, I understand. You know, and I have one set of clients that had retired and they moved to Mexico. They were living in central Mexico, and they said that the healthcare system for them was actually quite good, but now they paid everything cash, and they said that if they went to go see the primary care doctor at the doctor's office, they paid about the equivalent of about $12 to $15 American, and if they wanted a true house call where the doctor would come to their house to do the treatment, it was between $20 and $25.
Well, that's true. And those are the doctors who might spend 1 hour a week over at the Social Security Hospital getting their pay. And it can be fairly decent. But then they go do their own practice in their own place. And that means they have a dual system. And this Medicare for All destroys all of this private-type care. And in the Soviet Union, again, it didn't matter if you were a plumber. If you worked in a store, you were an electrician or whatever, they'd spend an hour in the government system, and then they would go get work in their neighborhood. And this is it would be illegal. This is not good to be going down this road, and it always happens. I worked in multiple socialist countries with this type of medical care, and it was a mess.
Well, you know, I thank you for the opinion, George. You know, feel free to always call in with a statement, a comment, a question. I'm always willing to take on a caller.
All right. Well, one last thing. Take a look at White. I think it's WhiteDoveGlobal.com. They have the machines that I bought, and I'm qualified for it. I supervise people in labs and that kind of thing. But that would tremendously cut our healthcare costs and the result would be we wouldn't have so much pressure to go towards a socialized Medicare for All type system.
All right, George, I wrote down your number, and I'm going to call you off the air to talk to you in private about this equipment.
Great call from George, who's been a longtime listener. We certainly appreciate that. Dan, the insurance man, you're going to probably continue with some of this information maybe next week, because this is a large topic at this point.
It is, you know, and I'm happy to do that. We can revisit some of this information next week at the beginning of the show.
And, of course, any of our listeners that have any questions, give us a call next Tuesday between 5 and 6 with Dan, the insurance man.